Good morning, YouTube. Just getting ready to go over to Facebook. Today is the 14th of August, 2020, and I have a question for anyone who might tune in on this program or on YouTube. I have a question for you, and this is directed to all of those who live in the United States of America, as well as those who know about the United States of America. So that would probably be just about everyone. Is the United States of America the land of the free and the home of the brave? Or is the United States of America the land of the slaves and the home of the faint-hearted? I'm going to repeat that. Is the United States the land of the free and home of the brave, or is the United States the land of the slaves and home of the faint-hearted? I think it's the latter. People are acting like they're slaves, and they are very faint-hearted. Joseph Biden and his sidekick Kamala Harris have proposed a mandated mask law for the entire United States. Are we going to push back? Are we going to say no, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? We are not your slaves. If he will propose a mandated mask law, you can most certainly believe that he's sold out to the Bill Gates machine and will propose also a mandated vaccination law. This is not about a virus. This is about bringing every person in the United States under submission. We are now living in the land of the slaves and the home of the faint-hearted. Well, for God's remnant, we are told that the joy of the Lord is our strength, is your strength. I don't see a lot of joy going on right now. I see a lot of fear-mongering. I see a lot of slave mentality. I see a lot of bondage. I see a lot of resentment against those who don't want to comply with this slave mentality. I see a lot of resentment by the slaves against the freeborn. Who are the freeborn? The ones who've been born again by the Spirit of God are the freeborn. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. Behold, God is my salvation, not the government. The government can't save anybody, especially a Roman Catholic government. Joe Biden is a Roman Catholic, is he not? O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Land of the slaves and home of the faint-hearted. Are Are you a member of the Roman Catholic Church? You might as well be, because you put yourself under the great Inquisition of the Jesuits if you're wearing a mask and voluntarily accepting a vaccination with RNA particles in it from aborted babies that will change your DNA structure. You're definitely a part of the land of the slaves and home of the faint-hearted. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with song will I praise Him. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garment of salvation. He hath comforted me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Are you trusting in your inalienable rights, your constitution now? I don't trust in any government document any more than I would trust in the a soap salesman. Okay, that's how much I would trust in the government documents, especially authored and penned by the likes of Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine, an atheist and a Unitarian, John Adams. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decked herself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. We joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we have now received the atonement. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Perfect love casteth out fear. There's no fear in love. If you're holding on to the law, the mask, vaccinations, are you under law or under grace? Read Galatians 1 and 2, chapters 1 and 2, and find out if you're under law or under grace. If you're an elect child of God, you're under grace. Have you ever met someone who kept the law of God perfectly? I'm going on 67 years old, and I've never met that person, except when I met Jesus Christ, because He fulfilled the law to a tittle. Every jot and tittle was fulfilled by Christ. He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Who's this everlasting covenant covering? It doesn't cover all people. This everlasting covenant does not cover all people. Are you a slave? Are you in bondage to sin and death? Are you a slave to the law? Well, God does not love everyone, but He does love His elect from everlasting to everlasting. You need to crack your Bible. You need to crack your Bible once in a while. How many times have I been broadcasting? And I'll get these crazy messages by people that they are members of either the Democrats or the Republicans. And you're right, J. Michael. Welcome aboard. Trump is as evil as Biden. There's no lesser evils, correct? However, what about the consequences of evil that is done, whether by Trump or by Biden? Good question. Trump is a snake in the grass. He's a deceiver. Trump sold out this country. Trump's the one that closed this country down, gave the authority to close this country down. Trump's the one who authorized the closing of all the businesses. Trump's the one who bought in to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx in the first place. Yeah. Are we buying into this left-right compendium, this Hegelian dialectic? Is the joy of the Lord your strength? Are you ready to die for Jesus Christ? We're told in the 24th chapter of Matthew, they will haul you into synagogues and they will kill you. Hey, Charles Rodriguez, I see you're on the call as well. We're glad to see you with us today. And glad to have you with us as well. And thank you for all of those I can't see that are on Facebook. You know, a lot of people are listening and viewing the videos that don't say anything. Quite a number of you. Well, he hath made with me an everlasting covenant ordered in all things. Is this covenant, this new and better covenant that we're under, the elect are under, does it cover all people or does it cover God's remnant? Those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. Read Revelation 13 and see who the covenant covers. The last part of chapter 13 of Revelation will explain that real clearly. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Question, has God blessed all people with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ? Or has he blessed just a remnant of his grace? Seems like I'm reading this from J. Michael. By the way, J. Michael, I just got a post from Trump that this message is held for review. I'm not holding it. Go ahead and show it, Larry. Go ahead and show it. Don't hide YouTube. Don't hide messages that people post. Okay? Seems like Christians are hypnotized by Trump and cannot see the evil that is being committed by him. I agree with that. Don't trust Big Daddy. Don't trust your government. They're very untrustworthy. They're not reliable, especially the government that we are under right now. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Land of the free, home of the brave, I think not. Land of the slaves and home of the faint-hearted. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, yes, Charles, it is powerful stuff. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, there's a lot of people that are acting like slaves right now. They're faint-hearted. They're controlled by fear and anguish of what is coming upon the earth. And one day, when Christ comes back, they'll cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them, to be hidden from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who returns in all power and glory. They will look upon him whom they have pierced. Our hope resides not in the Democrats or Republicans, not in Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell, not in Donald Trump or Joe Biden, not in Pence, another former Roman Catholic, or Kamala Harris. Our faith and confidence and trust relies only in our Creator. In Him we live and move and have our very being. And so we can find refuge in the Christ, the crucified one, the resurrected one, the one who's seated in all power and glory. J. Michael says, we as God's elect do fight from a place of victory against an already vanquished foe. Amen. The reason we can say there's more with us than be with them, we'll find if you look in Revelation and other places that there are 10,000 times 10,000 angels under the authority of God Almighty. There's more with us than be with them. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and guide. There's none to fear when He is near, though fierce the conflict may be. We'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ there is victory. There's more with us than be with them. Lord, open our eyes to see. The mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in Thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array. But with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. We know He has won the day. Amen, Brother Michael. You're right. He has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's just a matter of time before we meet on the other side. The greatest family reunion that we'll ever be in. The marriage supper of the Lamb. So let us not live in fear. Let us praise the victorious Christ who's seated on the royal throne of God, the right hand of God, making intercession for His people. And may we proclaim victory in Jesus. I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how He shed His blood on Calvary to save a wretch like me. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. O victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him. That means before the foundation of the world. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the crimson flood. Well, I hope the good Lord will be with you this morning. It's good to have Charles, Brother Charles and J. Michael with us. And let us continue to sing His praises. Let us not forget to praise God who gives us all things. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing of with His wonderful love proclaim. Well, are we singing this morning? Are we proclaiming His praises? I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence within me continually dwells. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Well, I'm going to just let you know that we're all praying for you and for each other. And Christ is praying for us as well. And we're no longer slaves. We've been given the liberty in Christ Jesus. May the good Lord be with you this morning in a special way. And may we continue to proclaim the love of God. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. My soul He doth restore again, and He who walketh may, He passeth in righteousness for His own name's sake. Yea, though I walk through death's dark veil, yet will I fear no ill, for Thou art with me, and my God, whose paths will comfort still. Goodness grace and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. Well, I missed some of the words there. But you know what? My heart was singing the right words anyway. So, anyway, good Lord be with you today, and may we continue to praise Him for His mercy and His grace. Undeserving as we are, but He has made us worthy through being our sin bearer and taking all of our sins upon Himself, and giving us liberty in Christ. God bless this morning.